You know, it is arguably one of the most conspicuous buildings in North Texas, and an icon. Now, the first thing you think of in downtown Dallas is probably Reunion Tower. But right behind it, you can't miss it. 72 stories tall. It was the InterFirst Tower. Of course, it's the Bank of America Plaza. Now it's got to have a new name because it's got new owners, or will soon anyway. Mike Hoke from Hoke Global and Mike Ablon from Pegasus Ablon are going to buy that 72-story structure and all the land around it. Mike Ablon joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Good morning. Good to be back with you.
So are you like the dog that was chasing the car and you just, now what the heck are you going to do with this car? That's an enormous thing.
Yeah, the proverbial story holds even more because actually it's not just the building. It's five city blocks. It's a building is a building, but city fabric comes in pieces. And if you want to be catalytic, you need to work with a bigger piece. So, yeah, it's even more of a, oh gosh, moment. I caught the bus with five city blocks.
So what do you do? I mean, first of all, you're losing the major tenant there. Bank of America is going to move out. It's probably one of the reasons you had an opportunity at least to buy the building. Are you out shopping for a major tenant first? Are you looking to develop the land around it? Where do you start?
Yeah, I start 10 years from now, and then I work backwards and say 10 years from now, the $3 billion convention center is going to be completed, $4 billion by that point. That is a major catalytic. Over 50,000 local jobs fuel that. It's the greatest source of revenue for the city because people come, they visit, they deposit their money, and they leave, right? And that's catalytic to not just that revenue. It puts people in hotel rooms, which puts people on the street, which drives retail on the street. That's why Ray Washburn buys the Dallas Morning News. That's why Ray Hunt's interested. So, and the other piece that we've got to put in there, David, and you know this, in massive catalytic moves in the history of Dallas, which you one could tell the story of Dallas as a transportation history, the high-speed rail. You put high-speed rail, convention center, and the ownership of a Ray Hunt, a Ray Washburn, Mike Hogan's part, ours, and then you have Lucy downtown, and everybody, you're going to see Lucy, that town greatly change.
And well, and Jack Matthews with all that land that's assembled around what would be the
OG Jack Matthews, absolutely. Thank you.
So the synergy is quite remarkable if you can get everything going, but it's always been tough when you've got multiple ownerships. I mean, you're competing against each other, or some German comes in and buys up part of it and decides to go off on their own. It's tough to orchestrate something like that.
Yeah, it is. And then you go back to Dallas with the Dallas downtown was incredibly vibrant. We had Dallas Medical Arts Building that had most of the medical in the city, all the big law firms, all the accounting, all the bank, you know, what changed? You have to ask what changed from the magnificence it was from the 1910 to 1970 or 80, and then what shifted? And it was the decentralization of banking that you lost a major tenancy in Seven Towers. So it's really about what's the morphosis of the city? Where's it going? And I do think you're going to find office come back there. The fabric is there. The street life is coming back and all these other components. And personally, I think it's wonderful to have all these different ownerships. You know, they don't have to be completely coordinated. Let it be a little sloppy. Everybody do their thing. Because all those people we mentioned, and throw in a Lucy Crowe Billingsley and a Craig Hall, Tim Headington, Jonas, these are really talented people. They know what they're doing. They're all from Dallas. Let's all get in there and that vitality come together. That's what makes a great fabric. That's what makes it interesting.
Well, you're going to have to make a shift because we've seen this enormous development in the area, but it's all been along McKinney Avenue, and it shifted to the north and the west and away from your area. How do you get it back? You got to have it. First of all, you've got to have a named tenant for this, right?
Yeah, I mean, you do have a name tenant, Bank of America, and yes, they're going to relocate a lot of their C-suite and some of the other pieces to the new building on Woodall Rogers, so it's great to have them on Clyde Warren Park, still staying right there in the area. You would want a major tenant if you could do that, no doubt about it. That would help, but also, we're going to take a piece of the, we're going to build the hotel next door, And then you're going to use part of the hotel and then the top of the building. Remember the old City Club up on 69?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's still there. We're going to put a really great high-end restaurant up there. We're going to hang a pool off the side of the building on the 69th floor and make it a reflecting pool. It's the tallest building west of the Mississippi. If you can take the outside walls off and put 8-foot glass around it, unabated views, that'd be pretty. What do you do with the tallest building? Take advantage of it, right? Have some fun.
So wait, I saw you were going to do a hotel, but I thought you were going to take some of the floors, some of the 72 floors, and convert them to a hotel. You're actually going to build a freestanding hotel on some of the property that you purchased around it?
Yeah, and then you tie it in through the concourse, which is a great use of that below ground level. And then they will take a piece of the tower, a very isolated piece for rooms. But if you think about a hotel, it's kind of got three parts. It's got all the stuff that happens at the ground level. You got the hotel piece with the rooms that stack up, and then you have the something at the top. Our something at the top just happens to be pretty darn high up there and pretty special.
So tell me about the partnership then. This is interesting. I mean, we watched you develop the design district. You probably, over $1.5 billion worth of development around. Mike Koch, by the same token, I know he did the Adolphus and of course has the restaurants along there. So how do you guys work together? Have you ever worked together on anything?
Yeah, and then let's keep it going. Throw in a Dave Johnson with Horizon Capital, right?
Well,
If
it used to be at Ambridge.
right,
My
exactly.
namesake, yes, that's
And so
right.
you're bringing in an expertise at big purchases. You're bringing somebody like me who's really looking at fabric and developing and building and putting it all together. And you bring a Dave Johnson with that specialty in the hotel. And one of the things I think you do is you try to make sure you have all the right people at the table working in concert again together.
Financing for something like this is that implied? We're talking, you've got to be talking hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, can I borrow some money, David?
Well, I'm
Yeah,
sorry.
you're talking about a very big project. You're going to be in the 300 to 500 million, depending on what you're doing. So yes, it's a big move, and you really need to make a market. You have to do something special there, which stresses the financing, obviously, because if you're going to be catalytic to an area, you don't just do the same. You've got to do something that is, by the definition of the word, catalytic. And yes, that typically will have a very large equity source.
So you need to get people. I mean, this is an enormous project, obviously. I'm telling you. You need to get people there and out. Do you have access to public transit or are you just an enormous parking garage? What do you do with all those people?
So you put your finger on a couple of things. Yes, there's a DART transfer station, and that comes to today and tomorrow. The tomorrow, 10 years, the convention center there, high speed rail has a major station there. It has a whole network on top of the DART that's already there, on top of we will be building another garage because you need to have that interim piece because it's always a both and. It isn't all public, it isn't all private. You want the combination. You want the access lane set up for the sharing economy, where we kind of like the redoing all the airports now. We had the Uber section in the garage where it
Right.
really works well. The great thing is downtown Dallas was built for the density. The water, the sewer, the power, the road system, if it's used properly, yes, it's all there.
Well, and you're on an end that's less crowded. I mean, you get that area around Akron Street and Commerce that is it's hard to get around and you got to wait and you're in what is right now a fairly open end. So I would guess that would help also with the construction phase.
The contractors are pretty unbelievable. When we bought about a third of Preston Center, we built in Preston Center, we built a building on top of and between three other operating buildings at the same time. Contractors are magnificent. You want to talk about something fun? You ought to come hit me up to go up there when we're picking up and building that pool, hanging it off the side of the building at floor 69.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Probably more fun to watch under construction than me in it once it's done. So where do you start? Well, first of all, you have to buy the building. So when do you close on the building and
Yeah,
when does the
this
dirt fly?
a project you put your finger on. It is very big. There's a lot of moving pieces, very complex, and putting all those together usually takes somewhere between 90 and 180 days.
Well, that's pretty quick. So you're done by, say, March.
Yeah, that would be probably a fair time frame.
So when could the dirt start flying? When would we, and what, and what's the first in construction?
You really make a move at the same time, such as you start building the hotel, redoing the hotel rooms, the parking and a garage that would go with it. That all happens. And if you take from when you complete your purchase to drawing and permit and et cetera, that's usually about 18 months, 12 to 18 months from completion. So you really want to be getting ready to toast it at the end of 2025, beginning of 26. You want to start looking towards something exciting.
And meanwhile, you've got, you should have a fairly aggressive marketing team out keeping that building full. What's the occupancy like right now?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. If you, it's 1.8 million feet. So it's a lot of real estate. It's got great tenancy. It's professional firms. It's service, financial services, law firms. You know, there's other tenants. The financial sector, I mean, your wheelhouse, your world, Yall Street, that whole influence, you know, part of that wants to come into Uptown, and it has. And part of that wants like the big campus being built for 5,000 more people. And some of that's going to push back into downtown. So, and I think you can also find that, you know, the West End is really just kind of sitting there waiting. And part of that will be great for really cool loft housing, which we'll probably see start coming along here. It'd be a natural sequence. And then the kind of cool shops, and then some eateries, and then some tech, the small kind of tech startup that like that kind of funner feel to them all, but it's still serious business. I think you could see that migrate in also.
Now, nobody's ever accused you of dreaming small. It'll be fun to watch this development, and also see how it morphs over time, because my sense is you're going to have some twists and turns, and it'll be fun to see what this looks like.
Yeah, you know, we both grew up in Dallas, and we both dearly love this city, and I think we're supposed to say not just what can we do and what makes a deal, but where do we want to go? What's the big idea? How do we collectively see Dallas become what it can become? And yeah, you do have to push the throttle. You don't want to be Pollyannic. You don't want to be silly. You've got to execute. It's got to make financial sense. But you also have to have a big idea.
Mike Abline's principal of Pegasus Abline. He and Mike Koch of Hope Global have just purchased, or about to purchase, the tallest building in, well, in the area. It's good to spend some time with you. We'll be back.
Thank you. It's great to see you again. Thanks for talking about Dallas.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.